It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Good afternoon, Pensacola. It is Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. I've got your top stories in the news here, starting off with jobs. So the latest jobless claims, the new filings for unemployment, ended up rising higher than anticipated. And that's making one of the big headlines right now, which, by the way, not in Florida. In Florida, they still dropped, but nationwide, the unemployment claims went up more than what they were expecting. And then we have and this other thing I was going to point out. So this week, they went up higher than expected, but you have to remember last month, overall, jobless claims went, like, overall unemployment went down, and that was unexpected. So it's like, okay, which one is it? You didn't expect it to drop. Now you'd expected it to go, to keep dropping, but it didn't. So it's like, what in the world? Mitch McConnell has been hospitalized after a fall in a hotel, after Senator Rick Scott pushed him down the stairs. No, I'm just kidding. That didn't happen. But, you know, Senator Rick Scott wanted his job as Senate Majority Leader, and so they didn't say how he fell. But apparently he fell. He was hospitalized after the fall, and they're saying he should be okay, though. So I don't know what kind of fall it was and what exactly happened, but that's what we have right there. President Biden is expected to unveil his budget plan in Philadelphia. So... but I saw this from the New York Times. This is the headline from New York Times about President Biden releasing his plan. Biden will release his dead-on-arrival budget, picking a fight with the GOP. And so I was like, oh, okay. A lot of his budget proposal, President Biden's budget proposal, is all pertaining to major tax hikes, like dramatic tax hikes for capital gains, up to 40% of capital gains. And a 25% flat tax for basically a penalty tax for being a millionaire and things like that. So, yeah, it's not going to go anywhere. But that is his proposal. Then yesterday we'd mentioned that President Xi Jinping from China is starting to get a little bit more aggressive with his talk about the United States, actually singling out the United States and saying that we need to change our attitudes. And so now he has called for more quickly elevating armed forces. And he also went on and talked about how China needs to become self-sufficient. Talking to production companies and particularly vehicle production companies in China, he asked them, are your chips made locally? Now, that's one thing, by the way, the United States is looking to try to do and have been trying to do since the pandemic when we realized we had a silicon chip shortage and a lot of it had to do with the supply chain, but that supply chain was affected because a lot of them, or most of them, come from China. So now there's been a big ramp up of trying to make sure we, even if we're getting a lot of our stuff from China or from other places, we need to still at least have reliable sources we can get them from in the United States, which in some of these categories, some of these areas, they've been eliminated over the years. I got a couple more stories for you, but first, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
We do have extreme slowdowns on 98 right now throughout Gulf Breeze. We have an accident right in front of the nature preserve. This is going to be in the eastbound direction on 98. It's down to one lane right now, and it is backing up traffic onto the 3 mile bridge almost all the way back into Pensacola. So if you are heading to Gulf Breeze from Pensacola, you're going to start seeing slowdowns right when you get onto the 3-mile bridge off Gregory Street, the entire way onto the 3-mile bridge throughout Gulf Breeze proper, and almost throughout the entire way of the Nature Preserve. I would recommend taking Garçon Point right now. We are checking in clear throughout Garçon Point. If you have any details, just give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. We also have some slowdowns happening right now. This is going to be on Beverly Parkway, right near North W Street. Slowdowns in both directions, right off of Glass Drive, as well as typical afternoon delays on Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. If you see something else on the roads, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
So some of the other stories in the news is we mentioned yesterday that the House panel was going to begin to dive into the origins of COVID-19 and whether Dr. Anthony Fauci participated in any kind of cover-up or trying to quiet the things going on with that. Well, today it continued on. They continued on there. You had Senator Rand Paul yesterday who basically accused Fauci of trying to do a cover-up of and becoming an obstacle in trying to find out the origins of COVID-19. And so today they've continued on with those hearings as well pertaining to that. Then, I just saw this. Well, I meant to bring this up here because somebody said, so what is Mitch McConnell in the hospital for? So he has a concussion. So he did trip and fall, and he must have hit his head, I don't know if on tile or on something, but he has a concussion, and he's going to remain in the hospital while he has this, while he's dealing with the concussion. So there was a hearing today pertaining to Afghanistan's withdrawal, and there was, it's been a pretty emotional hearing from some of these Marines who were participated. And a lot of the things coming out of this hearing about the, look, we knew it was a debacle, right? We knew it was not handled very well. We're hearing some of these stories now of the people who were the boots on the ground. And in one situation, you had a guy saying that, they were told to not shoot certain bombers. You've had all kinds of different things happening. You had a Marine breaking out, had an emotional testimony during the House hearing on Afghanistan withdrawal today as well. Look, this is one of the, I mean, we knew it was bad. This is just kind of, I guess, reinforcing it. I don't know if it's even reinforcing it or just confirming it or just reminding us of how bad the withdrawal was. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio, 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next, we're going to get a top trending news with John Pickens over in the newsroom, so stick around.
Like a stone, and I fell heavy into your arms.
These days are done. Right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So, change. This is the Leadership Pensacola's two-class projects. It's going to help provide basic needs, including food, hygiene products, clothing, and other necessities. Organizations to serve families and children living in Pensacola. Learn more about the projects and to donate, go to our website, newsradio923.com. That's newsradio923.com.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
That's right. Pensacola police say they've cleared a bomb threat at M.B. Cook Elementary School this morning. Threat was phoned in about 9:15 a.m. Students and staff were evacuated while the threat was investigated. Police say they cleared the threat in about 45 minutes. An 11-year-old is being questioned for allegedly making the threat. The investigation into the incident continues. If you stream your TV through Hulu, you may notice a change in your local station offerings. That's right. They've removed our news partners at Channel 3, WEAR, from their lineup. WEAR reports that they were negotiating with Disney and Hulu to keep the channel on the air when it was removed without notice. The station is still available on many other streaming platforms as well as over the air and on local cable and satellite systems. And finally, Bobby, a Texas man is under arrest for what police describe as a gruesome attack. Sean Goodman allegedly stabbed his victim and then removed an organ. The Bell County Sheriff's Department wouldn't say which organ was removed, but the victim had to be airlifted to the hospital in Temple between Waco and Austin. A three-week manhunt ended this week when the 27-year-old was taken into custody by a SWAT team. Bond has been set at about $150,000.
How do you, like, just quickly remove an organ?
I have no idea.
Or is it talking about, like, an ear?
They didn't say. They said an organ, so I'm going to assume.
Or a tongue.
Yeah, true. True.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah, maybe tongue. I don't know. This is seems like a movie, like something.
Like Criminal Minds.
Like Reservoir Dogs. It's like just very, very dark.
Very.
So something from, it's kind of bizarre and crazy. We're hearing all kinds of crazy violent things nowadays, though, and I guess mm-hmm. maybe some people are trying to take it up to another level or something. I don't know.
That's the level I don't want.
Yeah, that's a level that just needs to stay in your mind. Don't act it out.
Exactly.
Sheesh. Well, at least they got the guy, though, so that's good, too, though.
That is true. I mean, they could have AI do it, you know. The killer could have practiced on, AI.
Yeah, AI, artificial intelligence.
Right.
Hand it out there.
That's right.
All right. Let's get traffic on the fives of Gracie Wolf.
Extremely slow traffic throughout Gulf Breeze today. We have an accident on 98 in the eastbound direction near the Nature Preserve that is down to one lane, and it's backing traffic all the way into Pensacola. So you're going to start seeing your slowdowns on Gregory Street, getting onto the 3 Mile Bridge, and you are going to sit in traffic throughout the 3 Mile Bridge all the way into Gulf Breeze proper and throughout the Nature Preserve, and it clears up after the scene of the accident. If you're heading into Gulf Breeze right now from Pensacola, I would recommend taking Garcon Point. So if you do have any details about the accident, please call into the traffic line 850-262-6111. We also do have a minor accident on 9 Mile Road. This is going to be right off of Chemstrian Road, right in front of the Applebee's. We are seeing some slowdowns right there due to that accident in Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. Expect your typical afternoon delays. Again, if you see something, call the traffic line. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Coming up here next, inflation is, it's affecting people's pocketbooks, but not just that. In some cases, it's actually affecting jobs, and I was kind of surprised to see this report. We'll talk about that coming up next right here on News Radio 92.3.
All of your local news and talk from dependable host Andrew McKay on your morning drive with Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up in 2 minutes, we've got your Fox News update, followed by your sports hit, give you the update on what games are on TV tonight. Plus, we have we got to talk about Florida winning a big immigration case. Now, inflation, of course, is affecting a lot of our pocketbooks, right? It's just when we've seen people's debt going up, well, it's also affecting jobs, at least in one area. Construction jobs. According to the statistics from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, they say that there's 240,000 job openings in construction in January, and that is down 37%. It's down like 200,000 jobs. It was a 37% reduction in jobs compared to a year ago in January. Now I'm thinking, well, that's not inflation. That's a good thing. That means people they were able to fill the jobs. No, it's not necessarily that they were able to fill the jobs. What's happened is the job openings have depleted, because construction projects are going down. Because of inflation, there's less home building. There's less home remodeling. There's less construction in general. And so because there's less construction, there's less need for construction workers. And that's why there's been a nearly 38% reduction in job openings in the construction field in just the past year. That's kind of surprising to me. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. You know, we often talk about recreational marijuana. It's not a matter of if, but when it's going to be legal nationwide. Well, I saw a new report. I was talking about, like, Florida is trying to get it on the ballot in 2024. Oklahoma is looking to try to do something. Minnesota is trying to do something. But in reading this report, I found there's only three states, Idaho, Nebraska, and Kansas, There's the only three states where marijuana is completely illegal still, like it was like 15 years ago. That's it. Only three states left: Idaho, Nebraska, Kansas. The rest has it either medically approved or even recreationally. Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Thank you for joining me. You can always share your thoughts or opinions by texting or calling 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. We got your sports hit coming up here in a second. First, let's get your top three stories. U.S. jobless claims went up more than expected last week. But that's just nationwide. In Florida, they actually dropped a little bit. And, of course, tomorrow at 5:10 on Fridays, as we always do, we will cover all of the unemployment numbers for you and kind of give you an overall jobs report, as we do every Friday. Mitch McConnell is hospitalized with a concussion after having a fall in a hotel. He apparently tripped and fell. What did he trip on? I don't know. I suspect Rick Scott's shoe. Yeah. I don't know. It's kind of funny to me. Just think that Rick Scott got demolished in the Senate majority race. Next thing you know, a couple months later, Mitch McConnell has a fall and has a concussion. Suspicious. Where was Rick Scott at the time? And then finally, President Biden will release what the New York Times reports, a dead-on-arrival budget, picking a fight with the GOP. And yeah, we're going to go over some of these, a couple of the tax increases that the president wants. We'll do that after our sports hit, so you can kind of get an idea of why it's dead on arrival, at least with a Republican-led majority. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923. That is your top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
NCAA men's basketball has got quite a few of the tournament games already wrapping up. Number 14, Miami beat Wake Forest earlier today. Number 6, Marquette held off an upset against St. John's, winning in overtime by 2 points. But Iowa State ended up upsetting number 10, Baylor, beating them 78-72 in the Big 12 tournament. Number 11, UConn beat Providence. Number 2, UCLA beat Colorado. Number 20, San Diego State University beat Colorado State. Number 3, Kansas beat West Virginia. Number 17, Tennessee beat Ole Miss, and still coming up tonight at 8 o'clock on ESPN. You've got number 13, Virginia, playing North Carolina on ESPN2. We have number 7, Texas against Oklahoma State. That'll be on, yeah, ESPN2. On FS1, number 15, Xavier plays DePaul. Then the late games on ESPN2 will be number 12, Kansas State against number 22, TCU at about 8:30. On ESPN2, and number 24, Creighton plays Villanova. So a lot of the big games going on today, and they're, you know, games with big ranked teams for these semifinal games. Then the NBA is going to be on TNT tonight at 6:30. Golden State Warriors take on the Memphis Grizzlies at 9 o'clock on TNT. New York Knicks play the Sacramento Kings. Then NCAA women's basketball is pretty much just like on ESPNU tonight. NHL hockey going on tonight. Tampa Bay Lightning will be playing Las Vegas on ESPN+. And I don't believe the Florida Panthers are playing on there tonight. Preseason baseball. Tampa Bay ended up beating Toronto earlier. Phillies beat Baltimore. Boston Red Sox beat the Yankees. And right now the Padres are beating the Cleveland, what are they called now? They're not the Indians. Whatever they are. Guardians. They're beating the Guardians 6-3 at the bottom of the ninth inning. Atlanta Braves lost to Toronto earlier today as well. And Oakland beat the Dodgers. I'll get you your sports news right after Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
Getting into Gulf Breeze right now from Pensacola, you're going to see extreme slow traffic on the 3 mile bridge. This is due to an accident that occurred on 98 in front of the nature preserve. It has been cleared up, but still seeing some major slow traffic all the way on the 3 mile bridge backing up onto East Chase Street and Bayfront Parkway. That is going to continue to be slow moving throughout Gulf Breeze proper, with another minor accident that has occurred right in front of Gulf Breeze High School. It's showing some slowdowns in the westbound direction as well on Gulf Breeze Parkway. So just very slow moving traffic right now getting into Gulf Breeze. It's going to clear up after we get past Nature Preserve. We are seeing some typical afternoon traffic, just some congestion on I-10 heading eastbound going towards Avalon Boulevard. So just keep that in mind. You're going to also see some slow traffic on I-10, but nothing too bad. Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace has typical afternoon delays. If you see something else or have details, give a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Greasy Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
In sports news, the NFL has fined the Houston Texans $175,000, and they took a fifth-round draft pick from this draft over the Deshaun Watson pay violation. Then the Cardinals' free agent to be Kelvin Beachum. So Arizona Cardinals free agent. He's leaving the team. He is talking about his former quarterback, Kyler Murray, says that he, quote, needs to grow up a little bit. Oh, boy. It's not the first time we've heard some stuff about Kyler Murray and teammates not necessarily being satisfied with him as a teammate, things like that. According to sources, an MRI came out clean on Dallas Mavericks star Luka Doncic's thigh. Injured his thigh, came out clean, just looks like a bruise of some sort. And over in baseball, Bryce Harper, of the Phillies, he is not going to rush his return. He is eyeing an all-star break for the return. So he's going to miss half the season. Wow, it's pretty rough. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here in about 5 or 6 minutes, we're going to be covering this. Joe Rogan, the stand-up comedian, the actor, the podcaster now, he just opened up a new comedy club. Very interesting take, very interesting, unique perspective, a new unique way or a unique thing about his comedy club. I'll tell you what it is coming up here in about 6 minutes. President Biden, his administration just lost a major immigration case to Florida. And that's right. A federal judge has ordered President Biden to follow the U.S. immigration laws. Florida proved in court that the border chaos was intentionally engineered by his administration and his policies. It was a 100-plus page opinion from the U.S. District Judge T. Kent Wetherill. Ruled that the Biden's catch-and-release policy is unlawful. Gave the administration 7 days to comply with federal immigration law. And Attorney General Ashley Moody from here in Florida stated, "Today's ruling affirms what we've known all along. President Biden is responsible for the border crisis, and his unlawful immigration policies make this country less safe. A federal judge is now ordering Biden to follow the law. The administration should immediately begin securing the border to protect the American people." So this is from the U.S. District Court of Northern District of Florida. And it does say evidence establishes that the defendants have effectively turned the southern border into a meaningless line in the sand and little more than a speed bump for aliens flooding into the country by prioritizing alternatives to detention over actual detention and by releasing more than 1 million aliens into the country on, quote, parole or pursuant to the exercise of prosecutorial discretion under a wholly inapplicable statute without even these are things we've complained about and argued about all the time. Now you actually have a judge. I don't think this is it, though. I don't think this is it, because I think they're going to try to appeal this. The case went into trial in January, lasted a week, and so the final order basically says that they got to comply with federal law, no more of the catch and release type stuff that they've been doing. But I believe they can appeal this to the Supreme Court if they want to. So we'll see what happens with that. I do want to hit this real quick. I know I'm running a little bit late, but President Biden is going to be releasing his budget, and it's being called dead on arrival because of the Republican controlled House and Senate. But why is it dead on arrival? What's going on here? Well, one thing's like this. A 25% minimum tax on U.S. billionaires. I want to have a correction. Earlier on the show, I said 25% tax on millionaires. But no, it's billionaires. And it would nearly double capital gains tax on investments. It would go from 20%, which is where it is now, to 39.6%. Holy smokes. So this is people who make, you know, a lot of people, they get to a level where their income is not coming from working a job. It's not coming from owning a business. It's coming from investments. And that tax rate is one of the lower tax rates actually in the country. It's actually one of the things that I've, you know, a lot of people say, like, you got to get to this level because when you get to that level, you're paying less taxes, yet you're making more money for less work. Well, Biden wants to basically punish that kind of lifestyle and have the tax rate go from 20% up to 39%. It will lift income levies on corporations and wealthy Americans as well. So, yeah, these are going to be some of the things that were that are going to be blockades. Now, that being said, Biden is saying, and I have not seen a report from the Congressional Budget Office yet, which is the you know, nonpartisan budget report. I've not seen, they haven't been able to break this down yet, but he's saying his budget with these tax increases and everything will actually significantly reduce the deficit and the United States debt. So, all right, well, that'll be interesting to see what happens with this, because that is one of the things that the Republicans are saying they want to do, is reduce the deficit and the debt. They want to do it by reducing spending. The president says we need to do it by raising taxes. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, going to get a quick update from John Pinkston in the newsroom. And then I've got this really cool comedy club that Joe Rogan is just opening up. I'll tell you about it coming up next on News Radio 92.3. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Got today's Sign of the Apocalypse coming up in 3 minutes. And at the beginning of next hour, we got your Florida legislative update as we're in the middle of the legislative session right now. Right now, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
This traffic update brought to you by ECUA. We still have some extremely slow-moving traffic moving into Gulf Breeze. You're going to start seeing these slowdowns getting off of I-110 southbound onto East Chase Street and Bayfront Parkway, and it's going to continue the entire way onto the 3 Mile Bridge. Starting to break up the traffic a little bit throughout the nature preserve, but definitely still slow. We have another minor accident right in front of Gulf Breeze High School that occurred. So just keep that in mind as well. That's also slowing some things down a little bit more. We have also slow traffic on I-10. This is going to be I-10 eastbound getting out of Escambia County heading towards Santa Rosa County. Escambia Bay Bridge is slow moving. This is just due to a lot of congestion and a lot of cars. And then we have Highway 90, typical delays getting out of Pensacola heading towards Pace on Highway 90. If you see something else on the roads or have details, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. Again, brought to you by ECUA. Help ECUA ensure recyclable materials are processed correctly and keep the recycling program on track. Go to livegreenecua.com. or download the Recycle Coach app today. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio.
All right, let's go over to John Pickens in the newsroom. John, what you got going on in the news for us?
The former dean of Bornton Middle School will have to continue wearing a GPS ankle monitor, according to a report from the Pensacola News Journal. 33-year-old Daryl Laster was in court hoping to have that monitor removed this week, but a judge ruled against that request. Laster is charged with several sex crimes, including soliciting sex from a student, lewd, lascivious conduct with a person under 18. Laster argued that it is difficult for him to find new employment because of the stigma of the ankle monitor. But prosecutors say his charges warrant him being restricted with the tracking device. Golfers, starting this August, you'll have a new place to tee off. That's right, the Eglin Air Force Base course will be open to the public. You'll no longer need a DOD ID to play there. The base says they'll use the green fees, invest more into improving the course. They plan to renovate the clubhouse and driving range as well. And finally, Bobby, scientists are warning that a 160-foot asteroid could slam into the Earth 23 years from now on Valentine's Day. The European Space Agency says the asteroid named 2023 DW has a 1 in 625 chance of hitting the Earth on February 14, 2046. The giant space rock is number one on the agency's risk list of flying objects that could hit Earth. NASA has also been tracking the asteroid and says it has a very small chance of impacting the Earth.
Yeah, on Valentine's Day.
On Valentine's Day. Here's your present, honey.
Gonna break our heart on Valentine's Day. Literally. Real quick here before we get to today, Sign of the Apocalypse, Joe Rogan, the comedian and podcaster, has opened up a new comedy club in Austin, Texas called Comedy Mothership. But here's the thing. It is positioning itself as an anti-cancel culture comedy club. In fact, the first night performers were Roseanne Barr and Ron White. Hollywood Reporter says, within seconds of the first comic taking stage, a gay slur was thrown out, followed by jokes about trans people, and the audience hooted. So there you go. Anti-cancel culture comedy club from Joe Rogan. Sounds interesting. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse. This is it, the
apocalypse. This sounds like something that happened in Florida, but it happened in Texas. Two suspects were arrested for an organized scented candle theft ring. Yeah, that's right. They were going around to retail stores and stealing scented candles.